In Britain, there's an uproar over the sentencing of criminals, especially those found guilty of sexual offenses against children. This week, Britain's Home Secretary, John Reid, wrote very publicly to the government's top legal adviser, Attorney General Lord Goldsmith. Reid voiced concern over what he described as an unduly lenient sentence imposed on a convicted pedophile. The British tabloid press picked up the issue. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The issue has been brewing for some time as the British general public has become increasingly angry at murderers, rapists, and especially child abusers being released after only a few years in prison. It came to a head on Monday when a 24-year-old man was told by a judge that he would be eligible for parole after just 5 years, even though he'd been sentenced to life in prison for kidnapping and sexually assaulting a 3-year-old girl. That was too much for the tabloid Sun newspaper, which on Tuesday devoted several pages to naming and shaming judges who'd handed down lenient sentences, especially to child abusers. However, Home Secretary John Reid's intervention was labelled unhelpful by the Attorney General. And some, including the opposition Liberal Democratic Party's Home Affairs spokesman Nick Clegg, said it was dangerously close to political interference in the judicial process.
I think John Reid needs to tread with enormous care. He has every right to feel that one sentence or another is unduly lenient. But given his position, he needs to be extremely careful that he doesn't prejudice a system which is already in place.
John Reid has been Home Secretary for just 6 weeks. His appointment was an effort by Tony Blair to deal with crucial issues such as crime and immigration, which were becoming political liabilities for Blair's government. Reid's intervention on this issue has put him for once on the same side as the tabloids, who've been critical of Blair's government for weeks. Members of Parliament of the ruling Labour Party, such as Margaret Moran, have been quick to support Reid's move.
I think the Home Secretary has got every right to articulate the public concern. We have seen repeatedly lenient sentences where, in practice, paedophiles are being let out within 5 years or even less to go on to repeat their paedophilia. Now, surely that has got to be reflected in more serious sentences than are currently the case.
Supporters of Attorney General Lord Goldsmith have pointed out he has already referred nearly 700 cases to the appeals court for consideration for harsher sentences. But new figures reveal that 53 prisoners who've been sentenced to life in prison since the year 2000 have already been released on some kind of parole. Prime Minister Tony Blair himself came out in public support of John Reid's intervention. Judging from reactions to the last few days' events, there seems to be a lot of public support too for government efforts to ensure more stringent sentences are imposed on dangerous people. Gaynor Bell runs an organisation for victims of crime in Liverpool.
When you say, should the judges be left alone to do their job? Yes, they should be left alone to do their job, long as they do it properly and they're seen to be doing justice for the victims as well. And if they're not doing the job properly, I think the politicians should step in.
Even the traditionally left-of-centre Guardian newspaper carried an op-ed article pointing out that the men behind a well-known robbery of gold bullion in the 1980s got 25 years in jail, more than double the maximum sentence recently imposed on a man who abused a 12-week-old baby. It seems a warped society, said the article, that places a higher value on gold than on the safety of a baby. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.